Welcome to the pre-show. We're now going to go offline for non-subscribers. We'll be back at 9 Pacific for the start of the Phil Henry Show. And we now commence our pre-show, which we commence with me putting paper in the motherfucking printer. That's what I'm going to do right now.
Because the paper ran out, man. And when that shit runs out, I got to put that shit in, you know. How y'all doing? Good? If I don't put that shit in, two of my bitches in the club, and they know I know about each other. I think these bitches trying to set me up. But, okay. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Yeah, I'm smoking, I'm sipping, I'm fucking around with two bitches.
No. Sooner or later, man. I think every man, his ego will not allow him not to be in that situation at least once in his life where you're fucking around with two bitches. And let me tell you something, my friend. If you don't think you'll wind up with your fucking balls in your mouth, you are a fucking dreamer. That's where that movie, Fatal Attraction, didn't exactly come as a shock to a lot of us. I'm just telling you. I don't know who the fuck is this, man. God damn it. Jesus Christ almighty, Gary. See, I got, my lawyer is a great lawyer. Wait a minute, I got to start the... Yeah. I got a great lawyer. You know, Gary, you got to give me my fucking bills on a timely... I know he has his methods, and all lawyers have their methods, God knows, but I would rather get my fucking bills, you know, I don't know, monthly? You see, I don't understand why I'm getting these quarterly bills, man, because they're fucking huge, you know, and I just as soon pay that shit off as that shit comes in, as opposed to all of a sudden that motherfucker is goddamn huge, you know. Like, I feel like Yaphet Kotto in Alien. You know, that thing was fucking huge. It was the size of a man, you know. Those are my legal bills. They're the size of fucking Alien, you know. They start out a little tiny thing that comes busting out of your stomach. Okay, it's a fucking shock, and Jesus, goddamn legal bill, you know. Here, look at this little fucking legal bill running around. But then, within months, it's fucking thing is huge, man, you know. It's eating Veronica Cartwright. It's doing all the things that an alien should do. And I'm shocked at that. And my attorney will say, you know, well, Phil, my God, you realized, of course, that we had some expenses. So I understand that, but, you know, not. I don't want you to think I'm made out of fucking money. God knows I'm not. And at any fucking any second now, this motherfucker could just come collapsing in on top of me. That's how tenuous this world is. Testing. See, I'm not... Why am I doing that? Okay, this is the pre-show, right? And I'm... You know, right now I'm printing things off. I'm printing off stuff for the show. Jet search cut short. Dean Wheeler is back with the whole Gwyneth Paltrow thing. Also, Taco Bell has a new series of ads that I think General Shaw, we should have you weigh in, all right?
Well, I'd like to say that I was into Taco Bell the same way that you were, and the stink is what grabbed me, you know?
Yeah, you notice the stink?
Yeah, right there. I noticed the stink of the place. It smelled like a diaper, just as you had said. You'd made it very clear. I'd take a note of that.
What had you taken note of, General? What had you taken note of, General?
I just got done telling you I took note of the stench that was coming out of the Taco Bell that I went, and someone had said to me, we're going to go to Taco Bill. And I said, I don't know him. And they said, they looked at me as if I had been inside of an isolation cage. And I had not been in an isolation, but I knew Admiral Stockdale and those that had.
Talking about Vietnam.
Yes, Vietnam. But I'd always imagined myself crawling out of one of those tin boxes and wanting to go directly to Taco Bill and speak to him about the cuisine.
So, in other words, you were feeling the heat, or...
I was feeling the what?
You were feeling the effects of the heat?
I don't understand that.
Well, if you're coming out of some kind of isolation and you want to go see Taco Bill...
That's right. That's all I could think about while I was in that isolation box, while I was in the detention that the North Vietnamese had put me in. All I could think of was Taco Bill and one of those big goddamn burritos of his. Now, isn't that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about Taco Bell, not Taco Bill.
Oh, for gee... Dickman, why don't you get me the right notes?
Okay. Obama must keep nuclear materials from falling into... Who the hell is Obama talking? Is this live? He's in Rome. Oh, he's with the Italian prime minister, who looks like he's about 6 years old. So we're doing great. Okay, yes, the thing that I wanted to say... There's a little Italian flag and a little American flag. See, the Italians are cool. The Italians are so fucking... the Italians are trying to find themselves after so many years of being fucked with by the church, after so many years of being fucked with by the fascista, as well as their own battle to reunify the boot of Italy over these many centuries. And then, of course, their long, 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 long ago domination of the modern world as the Roma Empire. And now, where are they? Well, they're over there, and they're, you know, fucking around with these bitches. The Italians are kind of like that, dollar sign. You know, they're just fucking around in a club with two bitches. They're paranoid. They don't know what the fuck is going on. You know, they're sipping and smoking. Yeah, Mr. Prime Minister, I wish to speak. You know this is an Italian reporter on TV right now because he's doing this. That's the Italian reporter. He's closing his eyes like he's singing fucking opera. You're asking a question, you goddamn fucking guinea? What the fuck are you doing?
God damn it.
And I would like to bring up the name John Petrosino. Who was John Petrosino? John Petrosino was a New York City detective who pioneered the special, what do you call it? John Petrosino was a New York City police detective who pioneered the modern, I don't want to say special forces, that's army, but the modern unit, what the fuck do they call it in cop parlance, you know? Special unit. And he pioneered what was then called the Italian gang, which morphed into organized crime. And now, of course, we have the Organized Crime Task Force, that kind of shit, which is New York City has its own organized crime unit, and they also have a liaison with the district attorney, and then the district attorney of the organized crime of the FBI. And New York is really, you know, wired in on all that shit because that's where the five, la famiglia, you know. Anyway. So right now, Matteo Renzi, the Italian Prime Minister, is just speaking. And for America, 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 hey, G.I., hey, G.I., you know. So I'm being very offensive, and I don't mean that. If there's one country that my father spoke of with the greatest of affection throughout his life, was Italy. He just loved Italy. He had a ball with Italy. Yeah, there were other guys were dying when he was there, but he had a ball with it, and that's great, Dad. Here we go. Here's Gwyneth Paltrow and her bullshit. Let's get this fucking thing off the books, huh?
Well, I've been wanting you to get this off the books, Phil. You said you were going to get it off the books yesterday.
Let's get this fucking story off the books. Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Martin, and their bullshit.
Yeah, I'm fucking around with these bitches. I'm paranoid with my missus.
If you just tuned in, this is our pre-show, which is a downloadable item, So tomorrow or today or whenever the fuck you get around to it, you can download this bullshit, listen to it, and then at the end of it go, what the fuck did I just do? Listen to it in the car. Listen to it while you're, while you're you know, stalking schoolyards and shit, you fucking sick fuck. Or I'm not saying you necessarily, but you know who you are. Stratford, Gary Rattet. I can't wait to see this. How much is this fucking bill, man? I think Gary's afraid that he's going to send me all of these bills at once, and I'm going to say, okay, we're moving on to another law firm because I can't handle these expenses. Listen to me laughing. I can't handle them. It's too fucking much money. God damn it. This is through December, man. Why can't I get This is not through February. Oh, yes, it is. Okay. Fuck. All of a sudden, man, I'm running these huge fucking legal bills. What the fuck is going on? I know what I'm doing is I'm estate planning. You know, finally. Meaning I'm getting my fucking will together, you know, which doesn't mean that I think I'm going to croak. It's sooner or later you got to do it, man. I should have fucking done it in my 30s, to be honest. Well, what are you going to do in your 30s? You know, who the fuck, you know, where do you think you're going to be leaving your money when you're in your 30s? You would ask me in my 30s, okay, time to make out your will, Phil. Who do you want to... I would have left it all to my mother, my dad. What the hell? But now, you know, time's a wasting. So it's my estate planning. And we incorporated one more time for our animation project. And then the whole fucking... contract, and that wasn't even really a negotiation so much as it was just getting a contract set for when we were syndicating the show, right? I wanted to get, we formalized the contract with the cats that would be syndicating the show, and we never really got it on paper, to be honest. I mean, we never really, you know, got it formalized with a signature, but I had my attorney prepare, take a look at this fucking agreement, went through all this bullshit last summer, probably cost my fucking ass most of this goddamn money, and guess what? We never really fucking did anything with it, which is, you know, I don't regret that. I'm glad that we kind of... I remember standing at the Surf and Sand Hotel on July the 4th in Laguna Beach, which is a fucking great hotel. I love this place. And I was by myself, and I was down there. I was doing I had a voiceover gig down in the Newport Beach area. So I stayed down there. It was the 4th of July, so fuck it. And I'm not one of these people. I don't give a shit, man. I'll go out of town by myself. I'll stay at a fucking hotel. I will hang. I will eat. I will drink. I will swim. And I don't have to have anybody with me. I mean, to be honest with you, I've some of my most enjoyable times I've had laying in bed, staring at the ceiling, listening to a porn movie and just, yeah, you know, no, I'm kidding, but that's seriously no. But I mean, just, you know, hanging by myself sometimes. And so I was down there on the 4th of July, and it was Laguna Beach, and it was very fucking foggy and cloudy, but I grew up part of the time in Newport Beach. My father had a sailboat, and we used to go down there and sail on a weekend. So Newport and Laguna and all those areas in the fog.
I don't know, Newport in the fog is just, don't you agree?
So I kind of dug it, and PCH was crowded, and it was kind of a cool scene. I kind of liked it, you know. In the middle of this whole fucking scene, I know, call me crazy. It's the 4th of July, and it's foggy, and I'm digging it. Where are you going to see fireworks, right? But anyway, in the middle of this scene, I'm talking to my fucking lawyer, and I'm thinking, how the fuck am I going to afford this? You know, what am I doing here? All of a sudden, I'm hearing all of these things that are happening, all these goddamn negotiations with this goddamn situation. Fuck that. You know, I really, and I'm not putting anybody down for this, but I really wasn't all that interested in syndicating the show anymore. I wanted to go directly online. I remember when we concluded our deal with TRN, that's what I wanted. We concluded our deal with TRN in June of 2013, almost a year ago. And right after that, I wanted to give it like a few weeks off, and then bang, we're going to do what we're doing now. But we decided to take one more. You know, I had discussions with friends of mine, people that I know, just, you know, my confidants, people that are important to me in the business. Like, for instance, oh, I don't know, guy across the street that fishes for, you know, snapper. Just some guy, some surfer. Yeah, what do you think, Mr. Henry? Hey, listen, I want to ask you something, Toby. Well, I don't know. You know. So I really miss my my neighbor John. You know, I didn't tell any guy. I didn't mention this to you guys, but John passed on. Young man, he was in his early 50s. He was in his early 50s, man, and he was the guy that would stand out with a cell phone, and I could hear him every morning.
Yeah. Well, another thing with the guy too. What?
You know, I missed the shit out of you, John. And his renter, John was renting the downstairs to his unit. I talked to him. Yeah, I didn't tell you guys any of this. I came out in front of my house. I got off the air one night. I forget what time it was. I think we were doing the early show. We were doing the 7 to 10. And I see Ventura County Medical Examiner, the truck. They've got a, you know, county medical examiner truck. And I see a Ventura County cruiser and two sheriffs standing there. And cops, you know, cops have seen it all. So that, yeah, really? Oh, no shit? Yeah, well, another thing I saw down here. They got a great burger down here. I don't know what they're talking about. And John's tenant comes over to me and says, yeah, you know, John died. And I'm like, God damn, man. So I said, I don't fucking believe it. He says, yeah, I was looking forward to seeing him too, man. You know, he'd been out of town because John would go off for about 6 months out of the year. He was a commercial fisherman. And so during the summer months, he was on his boat, and he was up off the waters of, or I think he used to go a lot to, he went all over the place, but he would always talk about coming back from Oregon or Washington, something like that. And I said, I can't fucking believe it, man. So, you know, I think about that every now and again, and I think about how I kind of miss hearing his big booming voice, you know, because now what I hear are a couple of fucking yapping dogs, you know? A couple of yapping fucking dogs. All right, enough of that shit. We got Dean Wheeler on Gwyneth Paltrow, if you'll pardon the expression. Is this all we got, man? You know, I tried to do less news because we didn't get to everything yesterday. We also didn't get to the fucking North Koreans, that's it. They tested another goddamn missile or some shit. Just look at that.
Yeah, I'm paranoid, I'm tripping. I've been smoking and sipping. I'm fucking around with these bitches. Two of my bitches in the club, and I know they know about each other. I said, these bitches trying to set me up. Me up.
Randy Meister, a lawyer who led a New Jersey traffic investigation. What about it? Was this some fucking bullshit with that? God, that goddamn Chris. I don't give a fuck. I realize it's extremely important to the people in New York and New Jersey, but I could give a shit. This is what I'm saying, man. Japan, see, he's just cleared Christie of any wrongdoing. Well, do you think that's the end of it? Why even have these investigators when it's going to become political anyway? Not one of these fucking things is not political. Not one of these people that we pay money to, public servants, they could be making a lot more in the private sector. This guy's a lawyer, but he goes ahead and he does the goddamn investigation, and people turn around and call a guy a motherfucking liar. You know, thank you very much for your service to your country and to your community. You're welcome. You're a fucking liar. And you're an incompetent, and you didn't do a good job. And meanwhile, some fat motherfucking beer-swilling, submarine sandwich-eating prick is sitting in his fucking chair, who doesn't do a goddamn thing for anybody, anywhere, at any time, and is a, you know, a complete and utter fucking waste of a... But he can sit on his dead ass and call everybody a fucking liar, and these politicians are crooked. Jesus Christ. I think one of these days, the average American is going to take a good long look in the fucking mirror before they start calling anybody crooked. And what are they going to see? I'll tell you what they're going to see. A wonderful person. All right. Taco Bell ad star Turkey moves to block YouTube. Man, Turkey, woo! Look at them.
Get a load of Turkey. Look at fucking Turkey, man. Asserting themselves and all this shit.
Now, this goddamn thing. Turkey blocks YouTube, huh? Well, it's about fucking time. You know, I've been saying it for a long time. Turkey needs to block the shit out of YouTube.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm very... That I'm serious. No, I'm not serious. Turkey can do whatever the fuck they want to do, you know? Could give a fuck, a turkey, you know.
Two of my bitches in the club, and I know they know about each other. I say the bitch trying to set me up. Yeah, I'm paranoid.
Twitter challenges turkey ban. Hey, Twitter, what do you give a shit? Erdogan holds fast. I don't think Twitter, you know, I'm sorry, but I just don't think Twitter gives a shit, you know. I don't think Twitter gives a flying fuck about freedom of speech. I think Twitter gives a flying fuck about selling goddamn, you know. But look, let me play devil's advocate, but then let me show you how to properly think about these things. Here's what you... Oh, Twitter doesn't give a shit. They give a shit about selling commercials. Well, of course. But their business is the business of speech. If you get right down to it, their business is the business of facilitating speech, free speech. You know, there used to be a time where we had all of these, and we still have requirements for one to apply to the city or whatever jurisdiction for a permit to protest or assemble. We have the right to assemble, just as we have the right to bear arms. But we have to, in some instances, make sure we're assembling in the right place and we're not impeding traffic and so on. We have the right to bear arms, but we must, you know, first prove that we're not psychotic motherfuckers, although that wouldn't do much good anyway, but you know how it is. Twitter, Facebook, all of these are tools, along with movie making, podcasting, the tools of communication, the technology of communication and speech and presentation, whatever you want to call it, it now belongs to the common man. It's a great day. It's a great day. I mean that. I'm not being cynical. With it now, you know, comes the commercial effort. Aha, there's people who want to paint paintings. There's people who want to broadcast. There's people who want to tweet. There's people. I will be the businessman because this is a free enterprise system. It's not a government-run apparatus, although many would probably argue with me on that, and I, you know, whatever, man. Nonetheless, you know, somebody's getting fucking rich, and it ain't necessarily Uncle Sam. So the cats facilitate this. That's great. So then we turn around, what do we do with that? This is what we do. We say, oh, fuck, Christmas is so fucked up. Why is that? It's so fucking commercial. Yeah, that's what Christmas is. When was it not fucking commercial? Well, how about back in the days when it didn't have fucking mace? You mean back when we were a colonial plot on a map someplace and all we did was sell each other like, pigskins and shit? What are you talking about, man? Been fucking commercial. Scrooge was commercial. I mean, you know, the days of Scrooge. You know, the man selling the fucking goose. Well, they didn't have big neon fucking signs and shit. Let me tell you something, my fine feathered friend, as long as we're talking about goose. That motherfucker, had there been neon, that little guy selling the fucking goose to the little boy who took it over there to Scrooge, he would have had a fucking neon sign. Go to that guy selling his goddamn pudding and his fucking whatever the hell, goose, and say to him, would you like a big fucking flashing neon sign out in front of your goddamn shop so everybody, every swinging dick, and the guy would be like, I say, sir, you're speaking right freely here around the ladies. I don't give a fuck. Huh? Right, what, 'cause that accent, where you from, America? Yeah, I'm from America. And I'm telling you, I got this fucking neon sign. Say, sir, what's your language? Well, this is going to make you millions of dollars.
You were saying?
You know, This sign will be seen by everybody. Now, you want it? Yeah, of course I fucking want it. You better believe that motherfucker want it. Well, that's what everybody was doing then, now, and in the future. I gotta fucking move my shit. So, I don't have any patience with these motherfuckers. Just like I believe in a strict separation of church and state. Always have. However, when it comes to Christmas, to me, that's a cultural festival as opposed to a religious celebration. It's religious for some. I understand that. But even though I believe in separation of church and state, I'm absolutely adamantly opposed to motherfuckers coming into towns and saying, you can't have that cross, you can't have that Star of David, you can't have, because they completely obliterate the meaning of this festival, this seasonal festival of joy and happiness, of community, of gift-giving. Whether or not you want to embrace the Jesus belief, and some motherfucking dumb fucking atheist motherfucker doesn't understand that. All he wants to do, because God took away his fucking puppy when he was three, is start shitting all over this stuff that makes us feel good. Jesus Christ, you motherfucker. All I want to do is I want to drive down the street, I see this. I don't give a fuck if there's a manger scene. Whatever, man. It's a fucking manger scene. You know, it reminds me of when I was a kid, Mary and all that shit. What do you think it's doing, man? Is it fucking polluting my little fucking... You know, I know you're worried about the little kids being suddenly... Or the... wait a minute, the government is sponsoring a religion. The government is doing exactly what the government should do. The government is supporting the cultural expression of the people. We do it with the NEA. We do it with opera. We do it with classical... We do it with the fucking concerts on the Mall on the 4th of July. And yes, even a fucking manger scene, though it be religious for many people, for guys like Phil Hendry and I think the overwhelming majority of Americans, it's just a seasonal expression. Long time ago, here is one aspect of how this seasonal celebration is interpreted. Because it's older than the birth of Jesus. The winter solstice and the pagan observance of this, just like that fucking atheist I talked to in Washington who is baking cookies. I said, wait a minute, what are you baking the cookies for? Well, it's, you know, it's the winter solstice, and the days are longer or shorter, whatever. I said, I don't understand. That seems, that sounds really... Well, it's pagan. Well, the pagans believed in spirits. The pagans believed in all kinds of gods. The Jesus Christ. The pagans... The earliest man couldn't get through a day without erecting some little idol that he would just pray at and worship at and shit on. And, you know, he was scared to death of every fucking thing he saw. The sun, the lightning, the moon, the this, the that, the fucking animals. Jesus Christ, how do I get through this shit? He had his little stone god and whatever he had, or his talisman or his magical spear. He had some wise man that was 185 years old. This guy smoked just enough dope to sound like he really was, you know, down and wired in with all the bullshit. And so he's just... Tell me, wise man. Okay. You see all that shit out there? Yeah. All that shit looks like just bullshit, but it's not. There's stars and there's symbols and all kinds of shit. I want you to lay on and smoke some of this. Well, wait a minute, I gotta go. Just smoke some of this. Lay on your back and you'll see the depth and the concept in this bullshit, right? Does that make you feel better? Yes, it does. Okay, great. That'll be $5, you know, then they donate to the church. All right, in 2 minutes, we're gonna start this bullshit that we call a radio show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. You are listening to our uncensored, unedited pre-show. This is available for download. It'll be available for download later today, so we have these separate little download. I think this has been one of our better... by the way, thank you to my Facebook friend, Lauren, who said to me, he says, Phil, if you want to write your autobiography, here's what you do. Go back to all the pre-shows you've ever done and have someone transcribe that shit. He said, because I know you don't want to do that. I said, no. He said, and in there, therein lies the story of Phil Hendry. I said, nigger... I said, no, I didn't say that. I said, because he was black, but I, no, he wasn't. I said, that's a great idea. So I don't know how I'm going to do that, when I'm going to do that, who I'm going to do it with, or how it's going to feel when I do it. But by God, we'll do it, or know the reason why. I'm Phil Hendry, and this is Yo Mama Too. Last one alive. God, I like that song. All right, we're getting ready to rock this motherfucker. And you can join us. Well, no, you guys don't have to do anything watching the pre-show, listening to the pre-show. Those of you who, let's see what they can do here, man. Yeah, that's a great song, man. All right. It is time now. It is time now to commence our radio show, or if you will, online show. We are now back on Listen Live, and you can also check us out live and mobile on TuneIn.